since 1955 in downtown Fresno, a place of refuge for women and children in crisis. I'm talking about the Evangel Home of Fresno. And you've tuned into the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. This is Heartline. Here's your host, Jim Tuck.
Oh, it's always a delight to come to the microphone. We are in Jerry Brenneman's office here at Evangel Home. Jerry is with us, and happens most of the time. There was some doubt at one point today whether she would be here for this program. Jerry, we're amazing race week here at the home, and so it's just lots and lots of stuff going on. And you had errands to run and deliveries to make and all of that. So let's start there. How are things going with Amazing Race this week?
I love Amazing Race. It is the most fun thing in the world to be with women who are from like 21 years old to 50, giggling like junior high kids. We drive them around blindfolded, so they're sitting in cars in town, out of town, blindfolded, laughing, and we realize how silly that might look. They have to do all sorts of crazy things. And, Jim, as you know, so many of our graduates, when they graduate, they stand in front of all those people, and they credit God, they thank staff, they do all those things, and so many of them say, I learned so much during Amazing Race. And that was one of the things, as budget has gotten really tight, we thought, do we really need to spend $500, $700 a year on Amazing Race? And yes, we do. That is one of the most educational program tools we have. It is a week and a half of testing them, of putting them in situations where they have to rely on faith, where they have to really be in touch with who they are, that maybe they don't even know. They might not know how competitive they are. They might not know how frightened they are. They might not know how angry they can get. We have seen women in every situation. So today, my errand was, I was the cab driver for two of the women, and they're going on the train today to Hanford. They have to go to the library, do an assignment. If they want to go to Superior Dairy and have ice cream, they can do that. We put $5 in with their ticket, so they each have some money. Then they have to come back, and then they do a presentation. And, Jim, the two gals in my car are in their 40s. One of them has never been on a train. The other one has never been out of Fresno. It's just mind-boggling. So right there, the fact that these two women know we trust them enough to get on the train by themselves with the other gals, go to Hanford, do what they're supposed to do, and come back. That right there is a huge thing. Putting blindfolds on them, we had no idea what that might create.
Yeah.
But several of them have said they would never have been blindfolded before. I mean, I don't go through life being blindfolded, but yeah. Because of trust, they would not allow themselves to be that vulnerable ever again, except with us or people they can trust, which is just wonderful conversations and learning things happen during Amazing Race.
Yeah, life skill training that just unfolds as a result of the situations they are put in and the accommodations and adjustments. Reactions that they have to be to get through it and be successful.
One of the things we do is we have a service day every year where they go, maybe they pull weeds at a senior citizens village or they clean somebody's house. This year they're going to the food bank. And Christina, you went to the food bank once. I remember that. Didn't you go with us in a group?
I think so.
Okay. So she thinks so, but maybe not. We won't maybe talk about that. But, you know, that's another wonderful way for the women to give back. And so anyway, we just try to plug in everything we can during that week.
Well, it sounds like great fun, and it must be a real adventure for our ladies here. Terrific. Well, we've got a guest we want to talk to, and a lot of stuff going on here, so I want to get out of the way, let you handle the introduction, and then we'll talk with Christina. But based on our pre-program chat just a bit, is it fair to call her a successful failure?
Yeah, I think that's perfect. An adorable successful failure. Yeah, Christina's just one of those, she looks like a kid. How old are you?
Going to be 26 next month.
Well, she's a semi-kid. Very soft-spoken, very quiet, small, just a really adorable woman. I wish we had TV today, Christina, because you are. Just look at that face. And she is a successful failure. She didn't fail us in any way. She didn't fail in the program. But she left the garden in 2008, a month early, because of getting in an altercation with another resident. who didn't do nearly as well as Christina, but there's some things we have a zero tolerance for, and that's one of them. And that's one reason we have very few altercations. But, you know, Christina was sort of a, I don't want to say sacrificial lamb, that's a little bit too dramatic, but, yeah, we couldn't make an exception. That was very hard.
There are some rules that just have to be enforced.
And, you know, now I can say, we really agonized over that, Christina. It was not our choice for both of you to leave, but...
And anger management was an issue, we heard Christina say beforehand. So there probably was some culpability there in terms of an explosive reaction. Well, Christina, let's go back to pre-2008. What was going on in your life? Why were you at Evangel Home?
Because I was struggling with my drug addiction. I was addicted to meth. I struggled with that for years, for a lot of years. I would say about 8 or 9 years I did meth.
How did that start?
That started when I met my first boyfriend, and I just thought I was all in love, and he introduced me to it, and I kind of just got stuck doing it.
Yeah, friends like that we don't need. So your addiction went for 8 or 9 years, you say? And then what happened? Were you were in the garden, so was this a court-appointed event?
Yes, I was court-ordered here. But I've been to other programs before. None of them helped me. I would just leave because I just felt like, why am I going to waste my time? I didn't feel like I was being helped. But when I came here to the Evangel Home, I could say out of all places I've been to, this is the one place that helped me the most because I learned about God. I started to have a relationship with the Lord, and I just feel that if you don't have a relationship with God, then...
It's kind of pointless.
Yeah. It is pointless.
Yeah. So, well, that's great. So you came here, and you did 8 months of a 9-month program. Thinking back, you got to have a lot of classroom time. Was there a class that, or two that were most significant for you?
Let's see. I would say the Timothy class, because I learned how to read out of the Bible, and I learned what the scriptures and verses and they meant, and I didn't know how to read out the Bible before. Boundaries.
Always. I don't think there's been two people in 13 years haven't said boundaries when I asked that question. So you had difficulty in altercation with another resident, and you were you stepped out.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Which put you in some in a rough position with the courts.
Yeah, it did, but I just felt like I needed to leave. And I got sent to an anger management class, which helped me a lot. It made me learn more about my anger and why I was angry, and ways to deal with it instead of
exploding.
Acting out on them, acting out on how I'm feeling. So yeah.
So now you're back here at Evangel Home as a volunteer. Okay, what are you doing?
I'm doing community service for getting my tattoos removed, and my way of paying them back is volunteering somewhere. So I wanted to come back here.
I want to know how that felt when you knew that things were a little bit rugged when you left. When you called or came back, how did that feel?
I felt nervous. I felt nervous. I felt a bit ashamed of myself for my behavior. And I just felt like me coming back was like a way for me to kind of redeem myself also. But this place helped me so much, so.
I assume you're still clean.
Yes. Yes.
And what about relationships? The old world in your rearview mirror, is that the way you're conducting your life?
I don't talk to nobody no more. Even some family members, you know, you have to just cut loose. And I just stay to myself with my mom, my dad. I have a son now, so I'm just focusing on being a mom and taking care of him. And it's just, you get tired of that lifestyle. You just got to grow up sometime. So,
Christina, I'm curious, the tattoos, what made you decide it was time to get those off?
I just don't like how it looks anymore. I started to feel kind of, I don't want to say ugly about myself, but it just doesn't look right. It's not appropriate. Can't wear certain things because I have it. then I'm a mom too. I don't want my son to be like, oh, you know, what's that, and think it's okay because mom has it, you know, when he grows up and stuff, and just doesn't look right.
I think that is one of those things, Jim, that is unfortunate because tattoos are so artistic now and they're so in, although I'm not sure that they're as in as they were, but they really do label some folks. It breaks my heart when I see some people come out of prison with tattoos all over their faces. I mean,
whew. You know, it goes back to the old saying, you only get one chance to make a first impression.
Yeah.
And what's the impression you're going to make when somebody looks at you and sees all those tats and the artwork? And they're not thinking really highly of you, except in certain circles that you don't want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
We're running short on time here, Christina, but what do you see down the road for Christina?
I see myself down the road with a successful career, a great mom to my son, and still going to church and trying to help others with, you know, letting them know about my past and letting them know that they can change too, that they don't have to live that lifestyle anymore.
So there is hope.
There is hope.
Yeah, great. Let me just ask you one more quick question. If you had 30 seconds to talk to somebody who is where you were in 2007, what do you say to that person?
Do the best you can and just pray to God and he will help you. He listens even when we think he's not listening. Don't give up and don't stop praying.
Yeah, don't give up. I think that's an absolute key. And don't stop praying. There is help. Jerry, we've got about 30 seconds. Talk briefly about the banquet coming up in September. It's not too soon to start talking.
First, I want to just, again, thank Christina that I opened my door today and she was zipping by.
Yeah.
So our banquet is Tuesday, September 20th, and we'll begin to advertise that soon. Rick Alonzo is our, I can't really say speaker, he is our guy in motion. He's a painter, and he throws paint all over canvases and makes wonderful spiritual depth kinds of things. So,
listening friends, put it on your calendar. You're not going to want to miss Tuesday, September 20th. Ken, thank you so much for all you do making Heartline into a radio program. Jerry, nice to see you as always. Christina, thank you for sharing. My listening friend, we look forward to our next adventure here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno. Find them online 24/7 at evangelhome.org. The phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you so much for tuning in this week's edition of Heartline, the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.